Social media is often filled with video captured of criminals caught in the act, sometimes on security cameras or by quick-thinking onlookers using their mobile phones. But police are discovering people's eagerness to capture events with a digital device and post about it online isn't always matched by a willingness to alert police. Now, Queensland Police are urging witnesses to crime to make sure they dial 000 first. Sophie Meixner reports.
Oh, no way! Oh, he's got him! Oh, big accident! What was that?
It's not hard to find videos posted online of crimes and other incidents captured by shocked onlookers. Dash cams and mobile phone cameras make it easy for witnesses to record events as they happen and catch wrongdoers in the act.
Did he just drive off?
But police say a worrying number of witnesses are more focused on scoring social media likes than reporting the crimes.
We've seen this trend for quite some time now, that social media forums seem to be the place where people send their messages to first, and then sometime down the line, later on, they think about calling us, the police.
Queensland Police warns people are often using crime prevention Facebook pages as a substitute for calling the police. Sergeant Nigel Dalton is based with Mackay's Crime Prevention Unit.
It's a little bit frustrating because we can sometimes have a little bit of knowledge that something else has happened around the corner and it just adds to the picture, or we can actually send resources right now, right to that place.
Sergeant Dalton says police in regional areas don't have the resources to monitor local crime prevention Facebook pages.
There's about 15 crime watch type pages just within the Mackay suburbs. So there's no way that we're going to be looking at those. That is a great place to share ideas and things that may have happened and so on. And we're not knocking people for doing that. But please, please, please ring us, 000 first.
The Mackay Crime Watch Facebook page has over 27,000 members. Administrator Nola Lowry says phone numbers for local police stations are clearly displayed on the site.
I believe that most people, in our case, they inform the police before they inform us. I mean, we specifically state that they should do so in our, you know, opening post on our page. I don't get the impression that people are doing that habitually, although it may happen from time to time. You obviously do get some people who, for whatever reason, they either don't wish to engage with the police on any level. You try and get those people to call Crime Stoppers because you can report anonymously there. But there is the odd person that just wants, you know, to tell you something. And we respect that, but often that information is passed on to a police officer.
But it's not unusual for crimes to go unreported via official channels. University of Queensland Professor of Criminology, Lorraine Mazarol.
We've always had unreported crime. We call it the dark figure of crime. And about 60% of all crimes historically go unreported.
The Queensland Police Service employs a team of staff around the clock to monitor activity on its official Facebook and Twitter pages. It's close to 1 million followers are warned not to use the sites to report a crime. But Superintendent Dave Tucker says sometimes the message doesn't get through.
In the last year, we've actually identified 100 instances where people have put stuff on social media, and we've actually converted that information into intelligence reports. There's been 18 cases where we've actually had to escalate a matter to a 000 police communication centre for police to urgently attend a particular job.
Recent examples of reports posted online but not sent to police include a possible sighting of a missing child, a person threatening self-harm, and a report someone had changed the direction of traffic lights at an intersection. In May, police were also lucky to spot an online tweet identifying a possible violent crime.
The female was actually screaming outside a specific address and then indicating that the screaming suddenly stopped. So as a result of that, that was urgent assistance through to a police communication centre to actually check out what was actually happening in that instance.
But the public is also being warned to be wary of what they put online because they could be putting themselves at risk.
The example that I've seen on some community pages is where people indicate that they actually take their children to school every day and they're always at the school between these particular times. Unfortunately, criminals also use social media pages and they are probably looking at that and going, well, that's actually telling me that that particular person is out between these hours every single school day, and that's a great opportunity for me to actually get up to mischief at their particular residence. We've actually had instances as well where people have actually identified themselves as witnesses to really serious criminal matters. Unfortunately, people in the criminal community look at that, and so therefore they actually might know that you're a witness in that particular matter.
And back in Mackay, Sergeant Nigel Dalton is doing what he can to remind people to pick up the phone whenever they see something that's just not right.
No.
He was not watching at all.
Imagine if a fire was raging in the house next door. Would you put that on social media before calling the fire brigade? Probably not. We really need to get the public to realise that 000 is the place to go when a crime is happening right now.
Sergeant Nigel Dalton from Mackay Police, that report from Sophie Meixner.